As I was walking in the shade, which summer's heat with leaves had made, the birds did seem for to lament, and did complain of grief and discontent. But as they fled from tree to tree, they made such a moan as sorely troubled me. Then came the cuckoo, bold and stout, flying the country round about, while other birds her young ones feed, and they foretelled of others stand in need. The skies and kind no care doth take, but leaves the young ones some strange shift to make. Then said the blackbird as she fled, I had a love, but now she's dead. And now, my love, I dearly lack, which is the cause I do go in black. And by myself I sadly mourn, like to one forsaken, helpless, and forlorn. Then said the pretty nightingale, attend and hear my mournful tale. Whilst other birds do sleep, I mourn, leaning my breast against some prickly thorn. And in the silent darksome night, to send forth mournful notes I take delight. Then said the sparrow from her nest, I had a love, but 'twas in jest. And ever since for that same thing, I made a promise I would never sing, which I intend for my love's sake, that I will keep and will by no means break. Then said the lark upon the grass, once I did love a pretty lass, but she'd not hear her true love sing, although she had a voice would please a king. And since on high into the air I fly, that none my warbling voice may hear. Then next poor robin she expressed, what changed the color of her breast, because her love he would not yield. She would desert the grove and flowery field, and near the houses there complain, in winter morn, how she did love in vain. The swallow with a wing so long complained that she'd received wrong, and being past all kind of hopes of love, complained in strange confused notes. No one can understand her tale, in such disorder she doth brawl and rail. The little wren, whose love unkind did cause those griefs to seize her mind, which hindered her to grow or thrive, because her love no longer could survive. This was the cause she was so small, her love being dead, she could not thrive at all. Thus may you see how little birds do grieve for love in mournful woods. Let men and women then be true and constant to each other, so that you in peace may live, and when you die, you then may boast of truth and loyalty. Let not your minds be discomposed when your poor eyes must needs be closed, but rather let your faithful mind be such as you from thence may comfort find. Be kind, be true, that so you may find peace on earth, comfort another day. Who proves so faithful, firm, and true shall have no reason for to rue, but triumph over grim-faced death when he shall come to stop his latest breath. Young people, let this you move, for to be true and loyal in your love.